honor the law.
Benton, what are you and Kemp doing at police headquarters at this hour?
Received a call to report to Sergeant Reynolds.
Yeah, where is Reynolds?
In conference, the narcotic squad. The boys made a sweet haul last night in Chinatown. 6,000 berries worth of dope.
Fu Yen up to his old tricks.
Yeah, looks to me as if somebody tricked Fu Yen.
Hijacked the stuff?
Right. A plain double cross.
I'd hate to be in the shoes of the guy who did it.
You mean this Fu Yen is peddling dope?
Well, Kemp, headquarters has never been able to lay a finger on him. But the wind blows that way.
Oh, here comes Reynolds.
Hello, boys. This is a bad setup in Chinatown. And just when the situation was beginning to shape up nicely.
Vince, preserve it. You don't think this might have any effect on the peace pact between the two tongues?
Well, that haul last night, Benton, might be the very thing to set off the fireworks. Fu Yen knows how courageously Hop Ling has always fought the dope traffic.
In other words, Reynolds, Hop Ling tipped off the police.
No, Stevens, Hop Ling isn't an informer.
Well, don't get excited, Sarge. I'm only a reporter. I just work here.
But that's what somebody wanted Fu Yen to believe.
Yeah, that Hop Ling was responsible for the haul?
Exactly, Kemp. Whoever tipped off the narcotic squad did so deliberately. Keep those two tongs at war.
Well, it'll break old Hop Ling's heart if anything happens to that peace pact.
Well, I'm afraid there'll be trouble. That's why I called you boys in. I'm taking you off the regular duty and detailing you to the Chinatown squad. Get there as soon as possible.
Then we'll be on our way.
One more thing, Benton. When you get to Chinatown, drop in and have a talk with Hop Ling.
The very first thing, Sergeant. Come on, Kim.
Hey, Benton, this is better than the 4th of July.
If it's excitement you're looking for, you'll get it.
Oh, you don't really think that there'll be any trouble tonight?
Everybody looks as if they're having a heck of a good time.
I hope the celebration stays peaceful.
Yeah, what are you stopping the patrol car here for?
Hop Ling's place.
You know, I think I could get more out of his daughter.
Daughter? I didn't know he had one.
Eleanor Ling, a university graduate.
Oh, thoroughly Americanized, eh?
On the surface, yes. But at heart, the true Chinese. I'll be back in a moment.
You are the very one I would want my father to see.
Yes. Sergeant Reynolds thought I'd better drop in and have a chat with him.
Can you not dissuade my father from going to the house of Fu Yen?
If he's made up his mind to go, Miss Ling, nobody can stop him.
I know you have much influence with my father.
I'll do what I can.
Come this way. He is preparing to leave. John Yen has come for the ring.
A what ring?
The Great Ring. The ancestral seal of our fathers. The ring is a token of peace. A symbol that Fu Yen has accepted the terms of my father, that he is willing to unite with us, that there will no longer be two tongues at war, but one tongue at peace. Father, here is Officer Benton.
Enter. Enter. You are welcome always. In my house, Officer Benton, you are honored guest.
Oh, thanks, Hop Ling.
Tonight is the memorable night of nights. Hop Ling has brought peace. Fu Yen has at last seen wisdom of Confucius.
Maybe Fu has, but I'd go prepared.
There, Officer Benton, you are wrong. Fu Yen is not the evil one. Others. It is others who have lied and cheated. Poisoned the heart of Fu Yen against Hop Ling. Tonight, this lying and cheating end. Tonight, all Chinatown rejoices in peace.
Well, I hope so.
Would it not be wiser, Father, if you let Officer Benton go with you tonight?
Sure. We got the patrol car outside.
Would you go to house of a friend armed?
Well, Fu Yen ain't been exactly a friend.
But he is my friend now. He has received ring, and as a friend, he shall receive me.
Who's pulled some fast ones on you before? I wouldn't be so trusting.
But, Officer Benton, friendships are founded on trust.
You've spoken about this evil one, Hop Ling. Who is he?
That I cannot tell.
Then someone beside Fu Yen has been stirring up trouble.
Fu Yen is not the one to condemn. He has merely been tool of another.
And Sergeant Reynolds was right.
The sergeant is a most wise and honorable man.
Then why don't you really help him and give us a lead?
Soon I will tell police everything.
I suppose all we can do is hope for the best.
But if anything should happen to Hop Ling...
Father.
If anything should happen, remember, my daughter and my friend, remember, all truth lies in the heart of the dragon. Now, I must leave for the house of Fu Yen. So, Officer Benton, to the door.
Well, Hop Ling, good luck. But I'd feel better about it if I was going with you.
Your good wishes I take with me, my friend. That is enough.
This way, Officer Benton. This way.
All right, I'm coming.
Here's the patrol car.
Come on, Ben. Get in the car.
Oh, hello, Stevens. Our truth lies in the heart of the dragon.
Hey, have you taken up Riddle?
It might as well be one. There he comes. There's Hop Ling standing in the door.
Where are they holding the blowout?
At John Yen's restaurant.
John Yen?
Yeah. Fu Yen's son.
And that's one guy that's burned up. This treaty isn't to his liking.
Got a peeve on, eh?
Let's drive on and follow the procession. I want to be as near Old Ling as I can.
Well, that's the best you can do, Benton. Hopling's gone into the restaurant.
At least no one took a pot shot at him.
Say, to make this picture complete, John Yen and Eleanor Ling ought to get together.
You hit it right, Kemp. John Yen wouldn't like anything better. But Eleanor's got other ideas.
Yeah. What's the matter with Johnny?
He isn't a full-blooded Chinese. Mother was English, I believe. And in spite of the university training, Eleanor Ling takes her ancestry seriously.
Hey, look at those Chinese run.
Where, Ben?
The ones that were standing in the doorway of that restaurant. Machine gun.
Something's gone haywire.
Look at that crowd. You're really in for it. Can't you get the car underway? Not in this mob.
Maybe we'd do better on foot.
Good idea. We leave the patrol car here. Kemp, there's a telephone in that herb shop. Call headquarters for the riot cars. We'll never be able to handle this mob.
I'll call headquarters and meet you at the restaurant.
They done it, Benton. They done it.
Who done who?
Hop Ling.
Good heavens. Nothing's happened to the old fella. I saw him go into the restaurant.
He arrived at Chan Yen's, all right. Just don't be told.
Well, what? Tell us, you rat, or I'll...
I tell you. He's poisoned.
Poisoned?
Hop Ling. Dead.
Somebody will pay plenty for this.
Come on, Stevens. All right. Let's go.
West Park Police Station, Sergeant Reynolds speaking. Yes, as far as we've been able to probe the case, the motive's clear. Hop Ling fought the dope traffic and he paid for it with his life. Yeah, we got informers on the job. About the only way we can find out anything in Chinatown. Yeah, I'll call you back.
Sergeant, is there any report yet on the autopsy?
Yes, Benton. Hop Ling was poisoned by a cyanogen compound.
That was the same poison he always carried in his ring.
He did, eh? Well, that's peculiar because the ring, Benton, is missing.
Missing? I heard Hop Ling say he had given the ring to John Yen to take to his father.
Fu says he received the ring, but just prior to Hop Ling's arrival, it disappeared.
A fine story.
Yeah, that's what we think. So we're holding Fu Yen.
What about his son?
Can't find him.
Hiding out?
Yeah.
Well, he may be safe from the police, but John Yen will never be safe from Hop Ling's hatchet men.
Okay, Benton, if there's anything new, we'll broadcast it.
Well, then we'll be getting back on the beat.
Car 1-4. Go to Warren and 10th. An ambulance follow-up at Warren and 10th.
Hey, why doesn't Ben come on and get back in the patrol car?
I'll keep your shirt on, Stevens.
Look, he's been jawing with that fella for the last 5 minutes. Say, who is that mug?
The Toad.
The Toad? The same fellow who stopped Benton and me and told us Hop Ling had been murdered.
Yep, Stevens, come on, quick.
Yeah, we're coming. What's the matter?
Yeah, well, what happened to the fellow you were talking to?
The toad is a policeman farmer. I sent him back to headquarters. After what he told me, for him, Chinatown is a dangerous spot. Come on.
Where are we going?
Straight ahead. Hopling's Oriental Shop. As soon as we arrive, Kemp, you call headquarters and see if there's anything new.
He is here.
Who is?
The man for whom Officer Benton is searching.
John Yen?
Yes, he is here. He came because I asked him. Here is the ring.
Say, this ring is an odd contraption. Look at this. There's a small compartment where the poison was kept. Right here in the back of the dragon is a...
Dragon? Let me see that ring.
Don't get excited. There's just this little bit of paper.
Let me have it.
I called headquarters, Benton. One more casualty to our list. Reynolds says the toad never reached headquarters.
What happened to him?
Killed. Probably Fu Yen's hatchet men.
They saved headquarters a nasty job.
What do you mean?
All truth lies in the heart of the dragon.
Hey, Benton, have you gone nuts?
The ring. Underneath the dragon. That's what Hopling meant. Kemp, look at this piece of paper.
What is it?
A picture of a... Good Lord, Benton. A toad.
Then John Yen wasn't the man.
No. No. He brought the ring back, but he did not kill my father.
How do you know?
Because the man who killed my father has murdered John Yen.
Honor the law.